We heard in the epistle how the prophet Jeremias is a type of Christ when he says against his persecutors, "And I was as a meek lamb that is carried to be a victim." And then as we read the account of the passion and death of our Lord in the gospel, we see how he truly is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And both the prophet Jeremias and our Lord give us a lesson in meekness, the virtue of meekness. The virtue which is contrary to the vice of anger. And our fallen human nature is so prone to anger, especially in the face of misjudgments, mistreatment, etc. Our instinct is to get angry and to want to defend ourselves and to get even. But we see none of that in the example of our Lord. When he was falsely accused, he didn't defend himself, but instead he remained silent. When he was tortured and crucified, he didn't curse his persecutors, but instead he prayed for them, "Father, forgive them." And so this is a lesson for us. And we should note that meekness is not weakness. Okay, a lot of times people tend to say that they are strong who defend themselves. People who get angry and take a strong stand and are firm, you know, in defending themselves, you know, tend to be exalted as strong people. And that's not the case. Blessed John Duns Scotus says that meekness is a virtue which falls under the cardinal virtue of fortitude. And for this very reason, because it's easier, actually, to give in to our anger, to go off into a tirade or whatever. And it's harder, takes more fortitude to control oneself, to keep control over our what we say and what we do. So may we follow the example of our Lord, who has shown himself and has said that he is meek and humble of heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.